Hi, my name's Emma. I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and one another. It's the 19th of September 2009 at 9:21 p.m. Can I please ask you for your full name, date of birth, and where you come from?
Yeah, my name's Robert Anthony Fullerton Batten. My date of birth is 31st of August 1984, and I come from Surrey.
Can I ask how you found out about the project?
I was actually doing work experience at a television company, and it's Liberty Bell who are producing the One Another project alongside Artichoke and Sky Arts, and one of the people there told me about it.
What made you want to get involved?
Frankly, the opportunity to have some work. I'm actually doing some of the camera work, the logging for the production, so it was initially attractive as a paid job, but also actually art projects are something that's quite interesting, particularly public art.
And what made you want to go out there?
I suppose narcissism, opportunity to go off and see what it's actually like, having spent the last 75 days or so watching people go off on a plinth and everyone using the same cliches of how amazing it is and the different perspective you get, I thought it would be a really good opportunity to see for myself.
Where do you live?
I live in Chelsham in Surrey, which is a small village in the middle of nowhere, really.
What's that like?
It's all right. It's a bit quiet. I'm moving to London in the next couple of weeks to try and get away from the monotony of sort of green horses, not green horses, but greenery, horses and the countryside, which I suppose I'll miss within sort of a month of being up in town.
Did you grow up there?
I grew up just near Junction 6, which is about sort of 10 minutes away from where I live at the moment, but which is slightly more of a town, a place called Caterham, which is sort of becoming embroiled in the sprawl of Croydon.
What kind of childhood did you have?
What kind of childhood did I have? A good childhood, actually. I wasn't a very well-behaved child. I had a lot of fun, but it caused my parents a lot of trouble.
What do your parents do?
My dad keeps saying he's retired, but he's doing lots of different projects. He's still working for an investment management tax company up in London, as well as doing some projects working on things for the America's Cup. And my mum used to be a picture framer, but predominantly plays golf.
What direction did you go in after school?
I was a pizza boy after getting my degree. So I went to Durham University for 3 years and did philosophy. Came back, looked for a job, was a pizza boy for a short while and went into sales and recruitment, and then got out of that after a little while and went travelling.
What was it about philosophy?
It was what I was good at school, if I'm perfectly honest. I don't think that a lot of people, unless you're lucky, you don't really know what you want to do when you come out of school and go into university. So I just chose something I was good at, and yeah, it was okay, but I wouldn't do it if I had my time again, I suppose.
You mentioned travelling, where did you go?
I did a sort of around the world trip, which was America and South America and then Australasia for 8.5 months. So yeah, brilliant, really good fun.
What's it like where you live now?
It's a bit weird really. Drive 5 minutes in one direction and you're in the heart of Croydon, 5 minutes in the other direction and you haven't got a house in sight. So it's really a strange sort of mix between rural and sort of town, but I quite like it. It's very quiet, but as I say, that's got its positives and negatives within itself.
What's the commute like into London?
Not too bad. It's about, what did I say, maybe 45 minutes to an hour. It's a part of the commuter belt where I live, so it's not too difficult to get into London Victoria, London Bridge, and then on from there.
Who do you live with?
I live with my parents and my older sister. My younger brother's moved out recently, but I also live with my girlfriend. We live in some converted stables next to my parents' cottage.
Where did you meet your girlfriend?
She's an Australian, but I met her in Fiji when I was travelling last year. We sort of, shamefully, we hooked up, and then I met up with her again in Australia, and we hit it off, and she came across earlier in the year.
How does she find it?
Tough, I think. I think everyone's finding it tough at the moment. And it's a massive cliche and it's been said to death, but I think the economy is really struggling. So You know, finding good jobs as opposed to doing waitressing is difficult, and I think that obviously changing culture and changing climate has proven a bit of a stumbling block, but she's handling it well.
What does work involve on a day-to-day basis for you?
What does work involve? Well, it depends. I mean, we work 8-hour shifts operating the cameras, so it would be an hour commute, as I said, on the way in. It could be at 3 in the afternoon or it could be at 11 at night. And then it involves fairly intensive sort of 3 or 4 hour shift within those 8 hour shifts, and then maybe 10, 15 minutes off to go back to the cameras, running the sound, archiving discs. It's not in itself very challenging. I'd say camera work is the most challenging thing because I've not done a thing before. Yeah, it's good fun, and it's nice working with lots of different people, whether it's event staff or whether it's the plinthers themselves or indeed people from the technical side of the company.
Have you found the project so far?
Really enjoyable, some points underwhelming. I think I've been, ironically saying this had nothing planned, I've been disappointed with people who've had time to think about what they can do up on the plinth, what they can do from that pedestal. And I've been really underwhelmed that a lot of people haven't thought about it or appeared to have thought about it and haven't even had a message to get across to people. I'm not saying that everybody should have a charity to you know, support or have some burning personal desire to you know, get a message to the world, but you've got to think why people would want to go up on the plinth in the first place. What would make them say, oh, I'll do that? And then 4 weeks or 6 weeks later, when they're actually on the plinth after being told they would do, not having anything to do and just saying, I'm going to watch the world go by, which is probably what I'll do in about half an hour's time.
Is that what you're going to do?
I don't know. I think that there's certain parties that are keen for me to dress up as a flying squirrel, which I think would be, you know, I'll do that actually, Frankie, because I think it'd be good fun. And then I'll try and talk to people as they pass by. Unfortunately, I think it, because of the limited space and limited time to think, I haven't got, you know, a large collection of Lego bricks to build a wall and smash it, so that would have been another alternative, I suppose.
Do you have a message?
Do I have a message? Not really, not that I can think of at the moment. I think that it would be false of me to come up with something pithy and witty at the moment, because I'd just be thinking of a cliche, I suppose, but I guess it's to go and enjoy the experience, but that itself sounds quite corny.
Is there anything you'd hope to gain from the experience?
Maybe humility. I think that it's easy sitting in a small room with a series of cameras and potentially judging people for what they're doing on the plinth and saying that's interesting, that's not interesting, or exciting, or that person doesn't seem to have charisma. But actually I think that people, the actual act of getting up there, if they are nervous or not used to putting themselves on public display or being confident, then that's actually probably a lot more significant than me going up there as a last minute replacement and, you know, larking about.
What about people on the ground watching you? Is there anything you'd like them to think of you?
No, I don't really think so. I think that everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Such as the nature of art, but I guess if they think I'm boring, then I probably am being boring, because by definition it's what people think of you. But yeah, I'll go up there and have some fun if I can, probably get rained on, cold, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
Do you follow the arts?
Not as much as I should do. I think it's one of those things that I'd love to do so. But I'm probably too lazy to do so. I like sport a lot more than art, I suppose, and so that's probably more what I follow. But if I get the chance to go to an opera or a play or something like that, then actually I think it's quite a nice change, and I think it's quite enjoyable. I do find it fun.
What do you do in the way of sports?
I play hockey, and I used to play a lot of golf as well, but yeah, I just sort of play for a local club and, you know, keeps social life active.
What else do you like to do when you're not at
I find actually, to be perfectly honest, I'm pretty boring away from work at the moment, just because of the hours we keep, as I'm sure you yourself have found, in terms of shifts overnight or changing quite regularly. So a lot of it is sleeping and just relaxing, maybe trying to catch up with what's going on in the world, as opposed to what's happened on a plinth that's 1.5 meters by 4 meters long. So yeah, I guess just sort of trying to get away from looking at some screens.
What about the future? Have you got any hopes or ambitions?
To get a job, I suppose, in the near term future when this project finishes, and then move into London, start experiencing life again a little bit more, try and capture some of the fun that I had when I was abroad and sort of bring it back home, so that I can have it in a setting with my best friends as opposed to with people that I've, you know, initiated contact with. Yeah, I just want to, I think, have fun for a year or two and then start thinking about the longer term future when things become a little bit clearer in my own mind.
What part of London do you think you'll move to?
I'm hopefully moving to Putney, and we'll see what happens.
You got anything else you'd like to add?
Not really, no.
Thank you, good luck.
Thank you.